For 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Liz Jones. To many people, the holidays are about family tradition. Tradition is what brings Barry Ford and his wife Shirley to Seattle every December. They drive their RV across country from Iowa to do a job they love, here in Ford's hometown. But this year is quite different from all the others. Here's their story.
Is this a fur?
This is a Charlie Brown.
It's actually 1,849 miles to my front door to this parking lot. My name is Barry Ford. I'm from Jasper County, Iowa. My wife's name is Shirley Babilia. My beautiful dogs' name are Sky and Bear. I've been doing Christmas trees for the last 15 years. I've been at this location for 10 years.
What are the Douglas firs, the $29 ones?
Okay. I really enjoyed bringing joy with the family and the kids, you know, because it's a special time of year when families come out and pick that special tree. And being a part of that really means a lot to me.
Thank you very much.
Special things happen on the tree lot every year. It makes me want to come back and do it every year.
My name is Nancy Ranieri. And last year, he was so helpful and selected the right tree and tied it onto my car. Well, this year, same sort of, you know, lovely service, and he helped me select a good tree. And I just mentioned, I said, oh my gosh, I said, I see that your wife and her two pups aren't with you.
Everybody keeps asking, where's your dogs, where's your wife? She had to sit this one out. Hard to talk about.
His wife, Shirley, had a heart attack in October. It left her with brain damage, but Ford says she's steadily recovering. She's at home in Iowa with a full-time nurse, and fortunately, Ford says, her health insurance is covering most of the medical bills. He says he was torn between staying at her side and making the annual trip to Seattle.
I already invested my time and money into this one this year, and I had to come. She loves doing this, too. We had a great time last year. We're on and off the phone a lot, which, you know, and the webcam, which helps me see her, and she can see me, make sure we're okay.
When he told me that she had had a heart attack, I just felt like, you know, he needs a little extra TLC. And I thought, you know, if just maybe a couple times a week, somebody that's passing by notices him or lets him know, maybe he won't feel so alone in that trailer, you know, the rest of the time.
So Ranieri posted a little note about Ford on her neighborhood email list. Ford says neighbors have stopped by with home-cooked dinners, hot coffee, or just to say hello.
I have never felt more welcome, more at home, and more comfortable. And I'm not used to that type of treatment, but that's the type of treatment this neighborhood gives me, is they're very kind, they're very loving, I'm very supported.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You bet.
Thank you.
I was here last week, remember?
Yes.
Bought a little tree.
A little guy.
This is more my heart and what I do. You know, it's like I can't sit around the house and do Christmas. I got to get out and sell trees.
He smells the best. he does. You'll know you have a tree in the house with this one.
You can find Barry Ford selling Christmas trees in Seattle's central area. He plans to start the drive home to Iowa this weekend, but Ford says he'll likely still be on the road Christmas Day.